The spirituality of St. Maximilian is often compared to Fatima, and often the remark is made he doesn't seem to have even known that there was such a thing. That could well be. He doesn't say he knows it, but he doesn't say he denies it or anything. We just don't know. He left no written record, and nobody apparently quoted him making references to Fatima. But we must always keep in mind that until 1946, he was martyred in 1941, practically nobody outside of Portugal, even in Spain, with except those few places where Sister Lucy was a sister before she became a Carmelite, in Portugal. Nobody knew about Fatima. It was no propaganda for nothing. It was only after the Second World War. So it could be well possible that he didn't, and most other saints at that time didn't seem to know anything about it. That makes the coincidence between A, the miracle of the sun, and the founding of the militia upon it so much more interesting. You have to keep in mind the succession of dates, that it was in February and March that the Tsar was overthrown. But the Bolsheviks did not come to power immediately. Blessed Karl, the last emperor of Austria, blocked his exit to Russia through the Austrian Empire. He almost lost his throne. The Germans were so angry about that. But anyway, it was a combination of New York, London, and Hamburg money that managed to get Lenin out of Switzerland, through Germany, into Sweden, into Finland, but that was only in towards July, August. Before that, Russia was run by a group of politicians. The emperor was held in a kind of house arrest. But when Lenin arrived, things began up, and finally, as it were, he took over full power at the end of October in the Gregorian calendar. 1st of November, that would have been 10 days earlier. But we are talking, he was 2 weeks after the miracle of the sun and the foundation of the militia of the Immaculate, to promote specifically what is at the heart of the triumph of the Immaculate Heart, including us, that is total consecration to the Immaculate. We have here an echo of St. Louis Grand de Montfort, but we must recognize that total consecration of St. Maximilian comes not immediately from de Montfort, but from St. Francis of Assisi. So there we have the connection between St. Maximilian and Fatima. It's part of a larger divine plan. Our Lady chooses different people for different parts of it, but she is the one who is holding the whole thing together. If you consider some of the devotion to Jesus Christ King, that's promoted by Dan Lynch. If you talk mercy devotion, if you take devotion to Our Lady of All Nations, Ida Pierdeman in Amsterdam, study them carefully. You see the language, the style, the ideas are all the same, and yet all these people were not acting in consort. St. Maximilian didn't consult with Sister Lucy that this is the moment. Our Lady is immediately directing all of these different figures. There is a general crescendo of proofs, of demonstrations, of illustrations of the divine idea. So that is one. The other is obvious that while Our Lady is describing the wartime spiritual conditions, with St. Maximilian, she is outlining a very concrete plan of warfare which touches almost every level of human culture, not just the religious. That clearly was in his mind, although not many people have fully understood just how far-reaching is the plan of the militia. It seems only a few lines, etc. But again, Our Lady does not write books. She doesn't have to. She can get it all into a few sentences. And that's all we need to carry on. And it's amazing, those who attend carefully to these things find that all of these different devotions, all of these different revelations are convergent. There is a great master vision behind them, which is gradually being made clear, but it didn't originate with 1917. It was always there. But now, as the word particular applications are being made, because there are particular circumstances, if we didn't have the revelations, we wouldn't realize how to pick out the key events, the key personalities, and why they are key. But always there is that pattern. The great struggle between the woman and the serpent, between the forces of the woman, and she has nothing less than her son and savior, and the forces that Satan can manage, which are inadequate, totally inadequate. But they can frighten and they can overcome us. One thing to remember, don't go it alone in the spiritual battle. Go with Our Lady. She is the victorious woman at every level, even the physical.